Rast. There's Nisit Tzviya. She's dying herself on Shabbos, putting dye on a goof, is also according to Rabbi Elazar Midiraisa. Vaita Gredelis, Upoi Keses, Mishum Boina. As she fixes up her hair, she braids her hair, she's Chai Mishum Boina. So Nisit Binyan. For the Gemara, the Chidera Binyan Mekatli, what kind of Binyan is this? Who are you building? You know, you're building an Isha, she braids her hair, what kind of Binyan is this? So the Gemara in, yes, true. Kididoresh Rabbi Shimra Menasya. The Pasuk says, Vayivin Hashem Ulekim Esatzela. Kodesh Baruch Hu by Adam and Chava, he took out the tzela from Adam and he created Chava. Melamed, what does it mean tzela? Sheakino HaKodesh Baruch Hu LeChava. Before HaKodesh Baruch Hu brought Chava to Adam, he first braided her hair. Sheakino HaKodesh Baruch Hu LeChava. Kodesh Baruch Hu braided Chava's hair. Ve'aviyu ate to Adam. And then he brought it to Adam. That's called Lashon Vayivin Hashem built. Shekein V'karche Yom in the sea, in the other side of the ocean, Kuril Nekliyasa Benisa. They call braiding the hair binyan. So it's a type of a binyan. If you braid the hair, that's called a binyan. So it's a shalom nirshenim here. If it means an issa diraisa, a poshtus maskus only a smaskus only asim the rabbonim. I think some say it's like an issa diraisa. The posik is megalo. That's also called the binyan. Mam is braiding the hair. Right, the Tanya. You have shem ben loza weimer. Koy deles, koy cheles, upay kestas liatzmo petura. If she does it for herself, she's potter. L'chaverta chayevis. If she does it for chaverta, she's chayev. So Rashi l'atzma p'tura. She'en yechoy lo liv nois yofa. She braids her own hair. She can't do such a good job. She can't braid it well. So she's potter. That's not exactly like a mishmaista mishunim. The enderech binyan el isha l'chaverta. Sheroye v'yoysa. The enderech binyan here is you braid somebody else's hair. But to do yourself, it's us. To do yourself, it's mutter. So all these three things, he says, Kedels, Kechels, Opekestes, Liatzma, Ptura, Lechavert, Lechayevis, Lechenu, Yerab Shimon, Ben Eloza, Vayim, Mishum, Reb Eleza, Isha, Loitavia, Sorek, Alpanel, an Isha should not put red dye on her face, red makeup, but Nesha Tzevah, the Vnissa Tzviya, she's dyeing her face. Shashi, the Chen here, Grashi, Milsach Riti, the Shabbos, the Isuri, saying another halochum, but also again to Shabbos. Sarak, the Shashi, Tzva, Edom, so take some type of red dye. Who? Habo bikanim, it comes in reeds, and you put it on Isha's face. That's also because there's an Issa Tzviya on Shabbos. Tana Rabbon. Ha choylev, somebody milks the cow on Shabbos. Via mechabitz, Shrashi mechabitz means ha maimid ha chola bikeva. You want to start to make the cheese. So you take the milk and put it in the keva. Keva is the stomach of an animal that they make cheese in, that let the milk stay in the keva. And from that it curls up to come into, shows up into the cheese. Linus Rashi Mechabitz means Oisek Min Kli Gami V'Noisna Kof B'Teichoi V'Min Cholosh and Nesuvin Noitzum Luzin. By the time you put the milk in a form where it will become into cheese. Vaitam V'Yamagabein, some says Mamish means the cheese itself. I shouldn't say this. The Megabin Savilas means making the cheese. Kigregris. If you make a kegregris, you chayiv. Who are then ha-mechabed? Somebody cleans his house. Rashi ha-mechabed es habayis. We have marbits. Marbits is Rashi b'mayim. L'harbits es ha-ovok shloyala. You have dust coming up in your house when you're sweeping the floor. So you want to put water all around the house to keep the dust down. That's also. We'll soon see the mice of its mutter. We have roide chalas devash. And somebody pulls off the chalas devash. You have the honey coming out of the beehives. If you pull off a beehive on Shabbos, is shodat b'Shabbos chayev chatas. If you do it on Shabbos, mamas osim b'diraisa and b'shodit chayev chatas. Hezid b'yomtiv, you do it b'mezid on yomtiv, you should not like aboyim. Divrei Reb Elezer. Elezer says this is mamas nisa b'diraisa, he gets malchus on Shabbos. Shrashi chayev chatas, kam aforesh time of the roida chalav devash. What do you assume here? So if you pull off a beehive, is chayev mishum telish. It's an issa b'diraisa of telish. Shrashi mechavitz, is chayev mishum borer. Putting the milk into the cave, it's like separating it. Like you make the milk go downwards and the water goes upwards. It's a type of burr separating the milk itself. If you sweep and water the floor, it's an issa binyan. We'll soon see in the Gemara's times, they didn't have a straight floor. It was like on the dirt. So we're afraid while you're sweeping the floor, you may be mishav yagumas. You have holes in the floor, and while you're sweeping it, you'll straighten out the hole. So that's an issa binyan. Hashem will say, Bizman is there, about all our floors don't have holes. Like we live in a house already, we have carpet, or we have floors, that there's not shchiach gumais. So therefore, the maestet's mutter to sweep your floor on Shabbos. because you don't have the zera mishamash for gumis. It's only when it's shchiach, you have holes in the floor, then when you sweep it, you may fill up the hole, that's an gzera. But when there's no holes at all, it's mutter. The Chum Maimrim, Echot Zev, Yechot Zev, Eino El Mishim Shvus. Chum said, no, all these Zerum Onim Verabonim. Shrashi Yechot Zev, Revit Echot Shams, Yechot Yom Tev, Mishim Shvus. Shrashi Dilma, Ki Konis Lei, Mismal Nagumis. Now when you sweep the floor, it's a Shvus, maybe by sweeping the floor, you can fill up the hole in the floor. Sheba Bayis Malei, and every binion. So it's only Yosim Verabonim. We have Nachum Bagur Yech Lele Nadoi. He went into Nadoi. Boy Mine, he has to shallow there. Chaylo Mishumah Mechayim. What's the yisa if it's awesome the raisa to milk a cow on Shabbos? Is there any yisa of chaylev? Omalu mishum chaylev. Yishno yichai mishum chaylev. He asked him what's the yisa? He told him mishum chaylev. Mechabit mishumah mechayiv. And mechabit means if you make the cheese, what's the yisa? He told him omalu mishum mechabit. Mechabit means separating the milk. That's mechabit. You're separating the milk from the good milk and the bad milk that you can make, start making the cheese. Magvin. See, learns here, magvin on the side, he says, he means Pirasha Makfe Gavina, or Makavit Psise Achelev Loisum Charitz, Shal Gavina. Case we have the cheese already, and it came holy, and you want to fill up the cheese, fill up the holes in the cheese, for such a malach of making cheese. What are you chayiv for? Mishumah Machayiv? Omalo Mishumagvin, Yechayiv Mishumagvin. Omalay, they told him back, Rabcha Koto Kone Biagm Hevi. It's time a joke. Like the Rebbe that taught you, he's a guy that used to pick off reeds off the Yagm, off the swamps. Like, what are you telling us? We're asking, what Yechayiv? You're telling us the Chayiv is Shum Zer. What kind of terrors is that? Trashi Koto Konev Yagma, Chaytech Kanim in Agam Hu. Means, who la Yod Lafarsh Mishnah? The Rebbe was busy cutting off reeds. He doesn't have him Lafarsh to Mishnah. You're not saying anything. So he answered him back, Ohu, Zvahu Asa, He went to the base of Medrash and asked the Shaila, what's the Easter of milking or making cheese? Omru Lei, Choylev, if you milk a cow, Chayim Mishum Mefarik. The Easter of the rice is Mefarik. So Drashi, what's Mefarik here? Tamoy Mefarik Masoi, Sheparik Oichel Mimokim Shenetchas Eboi. This was Rashi Shita before. Mefarik means if you have a bunch, before you had Rashi, a bunch of dates together, and you pull off one date, it's called Mefarik. They're taking off the masli from a big bundle. Here also, all the milk is bundled up together by pulling out the milk. That's called to be mefarik, this milk, out of the yodis. Now, if he told the dash, it's a told of dash. This the yamri told of the kaitzer. It's a told of kaitzer. It's rashi b'lohi. It's lav mechubi. There's no mechubi. The milk is not mechubi l'karkam. El apokit v'yokit. It's attached into the yodim. The koi betini hadad, ketfuas b'kasher. It's like inside the dad of the animal, just like the wheat is inside the kasher, inside a chair. And therefore, Lashon Mefarik, Nami Lashat, the name of Lashon Telish. It shouldn't be some fresh Lashon Telish. Rash does Mishum Mefarik. Just like you take and Mefarik is Mishum Dash. You take the Tfuah, and you chop the Tfuah, you're getting the shaft off the wheat to get the pure wheat. Here also, you're pulling out the milk out of the udders where it was in before. This is Mishum Mefarik. Mechabit. Now making this milk, you're putting the milk in the kever, in the stomach to make the cheese. Chay mishum bur. Shrashi bur oichum atech psilis. You have to separate the milk. Not all the milk is right to make cheese. So when you put it into the kever, the good milk I think comes to the bottom, and the milk, the water comes up, that you throw away. So that's a meister bur. Megavein, what's the issue of making this cheese? We have the holes in the cheese, and you're filling up the holes. It's chay mishum bur. It's called a binyan. The sound I ain't binyan boichlin. I said, this is called the Yachashiv Malacha, making the cheese. Not sure if it's the rice or only with the Rabbonim. Right, the Mechaved HaMarbis V'Roidechal Tavash. He said before, if you sweep your house on Shabbos, or else you put the water, it's also the same Gzera. By putting the water, you're going to make the dust go down and fill up the holes. That's an opinion. Who are then V'Roidechal Tavash? You pull off a beehive on Shabbos, is Shogar V'Shabbos Chayav Chattis. He's the Beyond of Lake of Aboyim. Divri Ablezer. Ablezer is an Issid rice of pulling off a beehive. Om Reb Lezer, my time with Reb Lezer. Like, what's the issue of pulling off a beehive? Who says a beehive? Like, you're pulling off the honey from the beehive. Where do you see it's called a plisha of taking the honey out of the beehive? The pasuk says, Vayitpoloisa biyaras advash. He has toiled it in the forest of honey. Vechimainin yaretz advash. What has honey got to do with the forest? El leimuloch. Ma ya, just like in the forest. Hatelish remember b'shavas chayiv chatis. If you pull off trees out of the forest, yichayiv chatis, is af chalas devash. Shua din, you take out the honey bee, the honey hives in the beehive, is a roi yomed b'shavas chayiv chatis. even though you're not pulling off the beehive off the tree, you're just taking the honey out of it, it's considered like in the honey, it's like in a forest, and pulling out the honey has an isur radiyah, it's also called talish. It's also shalom, it's the right one in the rabbonim. It's not smart to say it's also in the rabbonim. Ameimar shori zilcha. Ameimar was shori zilcha to mechuzah. As he was matter zilcha pashmista, when you sweep to put the water, shrashi zilcha l'rabi sabayis. He was not too ready to sweep the floor on Shabbos, i.e. it gets dusty. You could sprinkle water on your floor. So Drashi Varitzpa Savanam Hoysa Bakholir, that's the heter. And since the Mechuzah, all the city, the whole city had stony floor, it wasn't dirt, so there's no Xer Mishum Ashva Guma. Oma, time of my Yam Rabbana. Why do the Rabbana ask not to sweep the floor on Shabbos? Do Mos Lashwiya Gumas. Maybe the regular dirt floor, there's going to be a hole there. And by you sweeping the dirt now, you're going to fill up the hole. That's only shayach on the dirt floor. Abhachal like a gumas. Here in Machuz, all the floors are made out of stones. There's no gumas there, it's muta. That's death of his man is there. We don't have any more dirt floors. There's no more gumas in our floor. It's muta to sweep the floor on Shabbos. Rabbi Taisvashachel Ravina, the comet Stein Mehavlu. It was very hot day outside. It was too very hot. Trashi Shoya Avik Oila Omar Behevel. The dust was coming up in the house, and it was very, very hot. The Amri Lo Mark Shisha of Rei Derovah. Ashkhed Ravashi found Ravashi to come at Stein Mehavla. He was inside the house, and the dust was coming up, and his mom was very hot there. Omalais, he told him, Leisovel Omar Lohode Tanya, don't you all like learn the Breitzer? Horoitze Lerabe says Beisib Shabbos. If you want to like sprinkle your house with water on Shabbos that the dust should not come up and bother you, is the Eitzazoi. Maybe Areva Malaya Mine. Bring a bucket full of water. Varechis Pana Bazov Yizu. Wash your face in this corner. Either water will fall onto the floor. Like you're not Mechavin, it's not Nikas Rabbanan Dinasiyu. It's here to really spritz the water on the floor. There's no real Isser. It's only Asim of the Rabbanan. Maybe you'll come the day Ashwiya Gumas. This is an Isser Rabbanan Dinasiyu in this Oifen. Where you're just washing your face. And by Agav, the water falls on the floor. That's Mutam. Then go in the other corner. Bazov Yizu. And then wash your feet in the other corner. If you had such a heter like that, about even in the Gemara's times when they had dirty dirt floor, it was only Yosem the Rabbanon the Gzeira, maybe you may ask for Gumas. So when you do the knife, it's not Nikr, it's Mutter. Oh, Malay, you're right, Lavadatoy, I didn't realize this. Trash Lavadatoy, but Yisi Zocher, the voice of Pirishma is truly, it took Shotim. Either he deems the Chan heter, or else he's talking mask, I didn't hear this heter. Tana. Isha Chachoma, a smart lady, Ma'abetz based on the Shabbos. She has a hate. She has a hate of things to have a water like a floor on Shabbos like we just had. Shash Eishes Chachma, Eishes Tam Chachim, my Bas Tam Chachim. She Shama Me'avia, Ma'abetz based on Rechetz Kitunias B'zav Yizu. The Kaisas B'zav Yizu, like we said before, let her wash the glasses in one corner and she washes the dishes in the other corner. She has a hate of things to have there'll be water on the floor. The more of a idna though, the Sfilon Kem Shimin Shari Afilu Chachila. But Haitha, we hold like Reb Shimon, it's a Mlocha Shein Tzuris Lagufa, or else the Dove Shein in Meskavin, it's a Mutum Kila. The Rashi Reb Shimon, the Dove Shein in Meskavin, Mutum. Melev Yer Marbitz, if you sprinkle the water on the floor, Eina Meskavin Lahadbik off of the Guma, you're not Meskavin now when the water comes down to the dust. It should like make the dust into a stickle mud, and fill up the hole, for Lahashra Sabayis, and Lishlaya Lovik. Your kavon is by spritzing the floor that the dust should not come up. So melech mamish a posh daim in miskavin, and it's not a sick ratio. So vadru it's mutter. So melech even in a case where you do have gumais, it'd be mutter as man is there because you're not mechavon. The shame's there. Abi, it's not a sick ratio. Be mutter. So if you have dust coming up, a vadru allowed to pull the water. So as man is there, it's mutter mishnei tamim. As man is there, it's mutter because we don't have any gumas in the floor. But even as man hagmur when you had gumais. Just spritzing the water, since it's a dove of Shaina Meskavin, it's not a secretion, that'll blame with it.
They hold the Mishnah, that's Tzadik Hei Amar Aleph, on the bottom. So it's the Mishnah. Ha'telish me'osit nokuf chayiv. If you pull out something that's growing, in a notzot mokuf, that means a flower pot that has a hole on the bottom. So melo, whatever's growing inside it is considered mechuba to the karka. Since there's a hole on the bottom of the flower pot, the nourishment comes up from the ground into the flower pot. So it's called mechuba therefore, if you pull it off, so you have some grass growing there, you pull off the grass, you chayiv. V'sheinu nokav, you have a flower pot that has no hole on the bottom. It's completely the klicheres or the wood, and it's machlekes, what the Mishnah is talking about. But there's no hole on the bottom. Then the Tanna Kamma holds potter. Because then it doesn't get yunika from the ground, so it's considered tolush, it's not mechub lekarka. So if you pull it off now, there's only nisim rabbanon, but midirais it's mutis, potter rabbalosim. So the Mishnah of Rav Shimon, poite bezev zeh. Rav Shimon holds no, even in the case where osos nokuf, where the flower pot has a hole on the bottom, still he holds it's not called mechubu lekarkam, and if you tolish, you pull off the grass that's growing in this flower pot, it's potter, it's mutim midiraisa. And achlami, it could be sosim midirabonim, lakoponim midiraisa, it's not considered tolish. Such Rashi, atolish mi osos nokuf chayiv. Tevi kim mechubu, it's called kim mechubu. The yoinek minakarka ayidei hanekiv. Because it gets its yunika from the karka through the hole. Shemariach lechluchis hakarka. Because through the hole, like the wetness, the nourishment of the karka comes up into the flower pot. V'yafilu hanokev bedoifnei. Achidish, even if the hole is lavdafka on the bottom, even the hole is on the side, also it's considered it gets its nourishment from the karka, and therefore it's called mechub lekarka, that if you tolish, yichayiv. That's pshat no Tanna Kamma. And Yom Shimon holds no yipota. It's not the Gemara. Rami lay Abaye l'Rava. For Abaye akasha to Rava. For Yamrilo, some say Rabbi Chiya barav l'Rav. Like Rabbi Chiya barav yes to Shalot to Rav. Tanan it says now Mishnah Rabbi Shimon poite bezer v'zer. Rabbi Shimon holds even if you pull off something that's growing in a flower pot that has a hole, still your potter on Shabbos says it's not called mechub lekarka. Al mazak Gemara nokuf Rabbi Shimon kishena nokuf mishav yulei. Even though a flower pot has a hole in it, it's considered as if it doesn't have a hole. Now the same halacha is they're both not mechub lekarka. For the Gemara Minu have a kasha. Rabbi Shimon Aimer ein vein nokuf l'sheina nokuf. There's no difference between a flower pot that has a hole either on the side or on the bottom, or the